This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The oil boom out in North Dakota, the one that helped that state get unemployment down to 3%, has attracted all kinds of people who are looking for work. Some of those people have never seen an oil rig before. Others have spent their lives doing it. Independent radio producer Todd Melby is working on a year-long project called Black Gold Boom out of Williston, North Dakota. And we've been airing some of his portraits of the people and places he has run across. Today, a guy who's been in the oil fields almost as long as he can remember.
My name is Richard Karp. I'm from Woodward, Oklahoma. I work for Jericho Services. I've been here about 2.5 years. We haul fresh water, and then we transfer water on the frack jobs. We work just mainly around here in the McKenzie area. It's doubled in traffic around here in the since last year. I know that. It's just booming real bad. I mean, there's so much work here. It's unbelievable. I was at the doctor's office one day, and there's an old man sitting beside me, and he says, "You know, I just can't believe it." I said, "What's that?" He said, "I'm 72 years old, and they're putting their first red light in this town." He said, "I was born and raised here, been here all my life, and they're just now putting their first red light in." It's pretty funny. And I've been in oil field all my life. I was roughnecking in Oklahoma when I was 11 years old for my stepdad. Had my own welding business for 15 years, and I got congestive heart failure, so I can't take smoke no more. So I quit welding and didn't work for about 5 years. And the doctor said, "Heck, you're good to go back to work." So I applied for this job, and I got it. And I come from Oklahoma up here with them. Work on a drilling rig, drill for oil. I've done it all my life. You got to be careful out there. A lot of people get hurt over stupid stuff, not paying attention. I've had back surgery when I was 21. I crushed my arm when I was in 96, and they was going to cut my left arm off, but I still got it. They wanted to cut it off. My mom said, "You wake him up and tell him, because I don't think he's going to let you cut his arm off." I mean, it was a miracle, but I still have it. I'm part of a mud pump drop and smashed my elbow. It smashed it plumb in half. And they put it all back together. I wore a cast for 4 years. I couldn't touch my face or button my pants or nothing. For 4 years, I had a cast on this left arm. I could almost straighten it all the way out, and I can touch my face now. But I could get it right. I couldn't get right here as far as it'd been, about 4 inches. And I finally did a lot of therapy and stuff, and they got it working again. Just getting old now. I'm 50.